Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yes, 10:02 on this Thursday midday. Mark Malusis with you, in for BT and Sal, The Fan in New York, Dobe and Rami across the way. Great to always kick off the morning hearing about Pat's digestive issues and how he struggled through the overnight. Fantastic. I mean, that's the way you kick off a Thursday morning. We got you for the next 4 hours, right up until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Of course, the number to call, 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Hit me up on social media, on X, at Mark Malusis as well. That's Mark spelled with a C. And you wake up on this Thursday morning post-Christmas, the haze, the celebrations, kids ripping through the presents, Santa obviously hopefully treating everybody well, and the Christmas tree and having a couple libations, whatever it might be. And yesterday, amazingly enough, yesterday was a good day for the NBA as compared to the National Football League. And even though the stream was fine and the coverage was fine on Netflix, I wasn't exactly locked in. Beyonce did a nice job with her performance as well. But the game stunk. I mean, that's really what it all comes down to. The games were terrible. Kansas City and Pittsburgh was not a particularly entertaining game. After the Freiermuth fumble, that game got out of hand in Pittsburgh, as you had Mike Tomlin after the game calling his team a JV performance. And then you get to Baltimore, who absolutely boat raced the Houston Texans and won that game 31-2 going away. The Lamar Jackson touchdown run that put him up 24-2. Good night, the lights. At our Christmas celebration up at the boards in Westchester, New York, we flipped out a Christmas story. There was nothing else to watch there. Flipped out a little bit of the NBA as well, because the 76ers and Boston Celtics were playing a good game. But yesterday, for all the criticism of the NBA, and we'll get to the Knicks here momentarily, and I've been critical about the product of the NBA, right? And Kevin Durant could say whatever he wants to say, that people don't enjoy people shooting threes and it's become three-point heavy. LeBron even said that a couple weeks back. The product on the court has been a problem when you're looking at the association. That's why you have this in-season tournament, to the criticism of everybody. I get what Adam Silver's going out there trying to do. But the NBA yesterday had themselves a good day. They did. Whether it be the Knicks and the Spurs, Mavs and T-Wolves, 76ers, Celtics, Lakers and Warriors. You got the double bang by Mike Breen late in that game, obviously on the big-time three before Reeves won it at the gun. And then you get the Nuggets and obviously the Phoenix Suns. It was a good day. If you sat back and you wanted to compare products, nobody beats the NFL. I get it in terms of popularity. And the NBA's got an issue during the course of the regular season. Christmas Day has always been an NBA day until the National Football League decided to get their beak wet and get involved on Christmas Day. Yesterday, the product for the National Football League, not particularly entertaining, not particularly good, especially the second game. It was non-competitive. The highlight of the second game was Beyonce. That's it. As far as the NBA goes, you got five games, and most of them were entertaining. It was a good day, Christmas Day. Adam Silver wakes up on this Thursday morning smiling, because I don't care what the ratings are, his product on the court yesterday was better than the National Football League. Now, is that going to move any hills, move any mountains, and all of a sudden now the NBA going to overtake the National Football League? It will not. But yesterday was a good day for the NBA. Now to the Knicks. I talked about yesterday, as I, woke up early yesterday morning, Christmas morning, and we talked about the popularity of the National Football League, and we talked about the association, we talked about the Knicks, right? And how yesterday for me, in the Malusis household, at least early on, as you had the Chiefs and Steelers kicking off at 1 o'clock, the Knicks getting going at high noon at Madison Square Garden, that in the Malusis household, it was going to be a Knick day early on, and it was. And the reason why it was a Nick Day, and I love the NFL, love doing my football Sunday show here on WFAN each and every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Appreciate everyone listening and love watching the NFL, fantasy football, betting it, all the kinds of things, right? Everybody loves the National Football League. It is the King Kong, right? But yesterday, why were the Knicks at the top of mind? Because I'm a longtime Knicks fan. And this Knicks team is an absolute blast to watch. And I understand you look at it, they're the schedule, they're 20-10. You know, they're trailing the Cavs and the Celtics in Boston, lost yesterday, the Philadelphia 76ers, but they're trailing the Cavs and Celtics in the Eastern Conference, sitting in third in that conference. But yesterday is Victor Wembanyama, who is going to be in, you know, who's already an absolute star, and is just, as Josh Hart talked about after the game yesterday, he is different. As Victor Wembanyama went out there and gave you 40-plus for the San Antonio Spurs, it was the Mikal Bridges day on Christmas Day early at Madison Square Garden. And it was fun to watch as he dropped in 41 points, as he was 6 of 9 from behind the arc, as he played 43 minutes, as this Knicks team went out there and won yet another game to get themselves 10 games over the 500 mark and beat the San Antonio Spurs by the final count of 117 to 114. And this Knicks team this year, as a longtime Knicks fan, fun. Entertaining. Are they perfect? No. Are there issues when you look at this team defensively at times? For sure. Do they make up for some of those defensive deficiencies to what they were offensively? Absolutely. To all those, and you know, and I've given credit to Leon Rose and give him a ton of credit. Has an understanding of what Tom Thibodeau needs in players, guys that are willing, that aren't going to bark back at playing a ton of minutes, that aren't going to bark back at effort, aren't going to bark back at, you know, and look at, you know, load management and want days off and all of these things that we've seen that has been the blight of the NBA overtaken the league to where it's affected the product on the court. Give Leon Rose credit. He's provided Tom Thibodeau players that are going to lean into it. Thibodeau and Towns have made up after the falling out in Minnesota. They acquired Towns from the T-Wolves during the course of the offseason for Julius Randle and obviously Dante DiVincenzo. You look at what Jalen Brunson has meant to this organization since his arrival from the Dallas Mavericks, the acquisition and trade from Josh Hart, the acquisition from the Toronto Raptors of OG Anunoby, you know, the development of a guy like Deuce McBride, the acquisition of Precious Achiuwa, the things that this Knicks team has been able to do. You need the health of Mitchell Robinson at some point in time to prevent a little bit of rim protection, to prevent guys from being able to have easy access and little bunnies inside the lane, right? You want to prevent that if you're the New York Knicks. You got to get a little bit better defensively, because is this team right now playing championship-style defense? No. Do they have to at this point in time, sitting here in late December? They do not. When do they need to start playing championship-style defense? When do they have to really batten up the hatches? Yes, when the schedule gets a little bit more difficult, for sure. But more importantly, when we get to the NBA playoffs. And it was a Knicks day early in the Malusis household, because I can't tell you the last time I've been more excited about a Knicks team. And last year was a blast. Last year was a lot of fun. No question about it. Last year, watching people that criticized the Jalen Brunson signing when the Knicks brought him over from Dallas, having to eat one piece of crow after another. You know, those that criticized and mocked the Knicks and mocked Thibodeau and the minutes police that were running around New York City and all that. Last year was a blast. Watching the Knicks do their style, be dogs that they are, as Lou Gower talks about all the time, defensively doing what they do, winning games ugly at times, but having a finisher like Jalen Brunson, it is refreshing to watch the New York Knicks nowadays as compared to what we have witnessed here year in and year out of them getting in their own way. And they got in their own way because the owner, in James Dolan, thought he knew the NBA, as we've discussed it time and time again. And Leon Rose, as we look across this landscape in New York City, and you look at, you know, where the Giants are, where the Jets are, I mean, where Chris Drury and the New York Rangers are, where Lou Lamoriello is, not necessarily New Jersey Devils, because it doesn't play to the point that I'm about to make. The Brooklyn Nets, right? Sean Marks, amazingly enough, still running things now with a new head coach in Jordy Fernandez out there in Brooklyn. But as we watch and look at some of the executives, Brian Cashman with the Yankees, David Stearns and the New York Mets, if you look at the executives in this city, some successful, some not so much. give Leon Rose a ton of credit for what he has been able to do here and the job that he's been able to orchestrate with this Knick franchise. It's refreshing. It is refreshing. I said a couple years ago that I said at the night on social media, the when they acquired Karl Anthony Towns, another great move. Why? Because if you look at it, and I was a Julius Randle supporter. I really was. And nobody didn't. There wasn't anybody that wasn't a Dante DiVincenzo fan. And I think a lot of Knick fans were forlorn at the idea that you were not going to see the quartet of former Villanova stars, whether it be, you know, play together here in 2024-2025 with DiVincenzo, Hart, Jalen Brunson, and Mikal Bridges. But with all of that, what the Knicks were able to acquire in Karl Anthony Towns enabled this Knick team offensively to take it to another level. And that's what you've seen. And the initial results of the Mikal Bridges trade for the New York Knicks was not all that great. But yesterday, it reaped the benefits. Yesterday afternoon at Madison Square Garden, you saw Mikal Bridges drop in 41 points on Christmas Day as the nation watched. And I know there are limitations to him. And maybe the transition here with the Knicks has not exactly been as brilliant as you expected early on. But yesterday was a tremendous performance and a sign of what this Knick team potentially could be. Not saying San Antonio is this wonderkin of a basketball team. They're not. Wembanyama is an unbelievable basketball player. Really an outlier when you look at his size and what he is. And the way that he makes Karl Anthony Towns look small on the basketball court. Like, it's an amazing to watch a guy that's 7'5", 7'6", go out there and play basketball. Crazy. And we've seen guys taller. I mean, we've seen guys that are that size, but not with his athletic ability and skill. You can only beat the teams that are on your schedule. So if the Knicks had a favorable run of teams that they've gone up against as of late, yes. But that's what good teams do. They beat those bad basketball teams, those under 500 teams. And as this season does go along for the New York Knicks, they're going to get better and better. Defensively, as they get Mitchell Robinson back, they're going to get better and better. If Mitchell Robinson is able to stay healthy and with the right tweak here or there by Leon Rose, who's been a maestro in the job that he has done here for the New York Knicks, this Knick team is capable of getting through the Eastern Conference and getting themselves to an NBA Finals. That's all on the drawing board. That's a possibility. And it has been a long time since the days of Pat Riley with Pat Ewing, with Patrick Ewing and Oakley and Starks and Derek Harper, and Anthony Mason and that group. It's been a long time, and there was always Michael. Aside from the time that he decided to go play baseball, there was always Michael standing in the way with the Chicago Bulls. Now it's going to be, you know, Tatum and Brown and the Boston Celtics. Now it's going to be Donovan Mitchell and the Cleveland Cavaliers. It potentially could be, you know, Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers, that group standing in their way in the Eastern Conference. But there's not going to be a team that this group is incapable of beating in a seven-game series. And that's refreshing to say. And that's the truth. So as we celebrated Christmas yesterday, and hopefully enjoyed it, as you put together all the toys, as Santa arrived and hopefully enjoyed your friends and family, hopefully there was no fighting, hopefully there was no arguing, hopefully you enjoyed your day. Maybe you had the NFL on in the background on Netflix, as the product was absolutely brutal yesterday afternoon, especially that second game. Beyonce saving the day. 31-2. Not exactly championship quality football you're watching, as Lamar and the Ravens had their way with C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans. Early on, the Knick fan got a little bit of a gift, a little bit of a present of what this franchise is going to be the rest of this season. 20-10. 117-114 over the San Antonio Spurs. And it wasn't Brunson, it wasn't Towns, it was Mikal Bridges. Fun.